To mark the experience of the pandemic, the government have announced a new public holiday. This year, the 18th of March has been allocated as a day of remembrance and recognition. It's a day to honour the memory of more than 9,000 people who have died on the island of Ireland because of COVID. It's a day to recognise and thank workers and volunteers who worked so hard to keep society afloat during the pandemic. And the 18th of March is about the second anniversary of when COVID first hit us. In the following years, it's going to be celebrated in February, this new public holiday. As we come to what we hope is the end of the pandemic, it's important that we assess our experiences of the past 2 years, to notice how the experiences have affected us, how it has changed how we live. When this pandemic first came and we were told we were locking down for 3 weeks or something, I thought, no, it'll be more than 3 weeks. It's going to be 3 months before we're back to normal. Little did I know. And it's fortunate that we couldn't see the path that lay ahead for us. Isolation, cancellations, social distancing, and the daily announcements of deaths due to COVID. Families were unable to visit their loved ones in hospitals and nursing homes. Loved ones were deprived of family support when they were at their most vulnerable. For Irish people, family funerals were particularly difficult. 10 people at an Irish funeral is just hard to assimilate that, because we all go to funerals. In less than 2 years, more than 9,000 people have died on the island of Ireland. This includes the north and south. And to put that number in context, that's almost 3 times the number who died in 30 years of violence in Northern Ireland. And when we read the names of those 3,000 odd people on Good Friday, it took us more than 3 hours, about 3 hours, 20 minutes. If we were to read the 9,000 names, we'd be here 9 hours. So it's important to notice how these 2 years have affected us. Not just the big things like whether or not we can go abroad for holidays. The extent of how we are changed will emerge in little things. When will it become automatic to shake hands again, to give someone a hug? When will we sit in a crowd without a mask and not wonder if it's safe? COVID, of course, has changed how we attend church. And people are out of the habit of attending church. And joining us online is a new habit. Not the same, but at least they have that. But there are churches that will not open again. And to move into the future in a positive way, it's important to remember, to acknowledge the experience and to learn from it, so that we learn to honour the gift of life and wonder how we might live better in the future. In the Jewish scripture, the book of Ecclesiastes says, "To everything there is a season." The past 2 years was the season to isolate, to protect one another. Now is the season to come together, to heal from our isolation, and to learn to again look forward positively and plan things, be fairly certain that they will happen. In the following years, the new national holiday will be celebrated around the 1st of February. And that is such an appropriate date. Now, each of the old Celtic pagan festivals of Imbolc, Bealtaine, Lunasa, and Samhain will be marked by a public holiday. These are Christian these pre-Christian festivals are important because they grew organically from the land, from the world of nature, from the people who live there. They are originated in the DNA of people living in northern latitudes. And that's important. I think down in Australia, New Zealand, these festivals just don't sing to them. They sing to us because when we celebrate them, we're following what's happening in the world of nature. Bridget was the Celtic goddess that brought the earth back to life in springtime. She is said to have walked carrying a staff, and that where she stepped on the earth, it became green once more. She was greeted with bonfires to welcome light and warmth and to banish darkness. And she was honored in Sweden, Denmark, Germany, Scotland, England, as well as Ireland. The goddess was Christianized as the powerful Saint Bridget. At this distance in time, we forget that the spread of Christianity into Ireland was a very gradual process. I was certainly grew up with the idea that St. Patrick arrived around, what was it, Easter Saturday, lit his fire in Tara, and Monday morning everybody was Christian in Ireland. That's not the way it was. There were Christians in Ireland before the arrival of St. Patrick. Celtic Christianity absorbed many existing religious traditions and, of course, festivals. These ancient festivals survive not because they were articles of faith, but because they mirror the world of nature. We can identify with customs that date from we can identify customs that date from prehistory, which continue to the present time. And you know, they're just part of our lives. We don't realize how very ancient these things are. The tumulus at Newgrange is older than the pyramids. It's reckoned to be about 5,000 years, give or take a few hundred, I suppose. It marks the light on the darkest day of the year. The exterior of the tumulus is decorated with quartz stones. The Irish word for quartz is grianclach, sunstone. During the recent road, so just to remember that all that white stone on Newgrange is sunstone, grianclach, quartz. During a recent road widening in Roscommon, archaeologists uncovered a cemetery, and they were able to note that the cemetery was in use for almost 1,000 years in continuous use. It contained Christian and pre-Christian burials, and all of the graves, the Christian ones as well as the pre-Christian ones, had quartz stones in the graves as grave offerings. People placed sunstones with their loved ones as they were placed in the darkness of the grave. Some of the old traditions did not disappear with the arrival of Christianity. And even today, if you just think about this, every graveyard in Ireland has graves dressed with quartz. We're still doing it. We can take wisdom and inspiration from the old Celtic festivals. In the Celtic tradition, Imbolc was not a new year. The new year in the Celtic tradition was at Samhain in November. And the time from Samhain to Imbolc, from November to February, was the time for rest and contemplation and reflection. It was a time to allow wisdom to develop and grow. You weren't meant to run around doing the Christmas shopping. You were meant to sit by the fireside and allow wisdom to grow. Imbolc is the time of new life. It is a time to wake up, to create the conditions for growth. It is the time to rekindle the fire of positive action and positive thinking. We have endured 2 years of enforced inaction. We have more than enough time for introspection. It is wonderful that coming out of the pandemic coincides with the rebirth of spring and the ancient festival that celebrates new life. I think it's just such an encouraging time now. Some wisdom has emerged from the pandemic. It has shown us that people, community, and nature are the things that sustain humanity. In those really dark days when everyone was locked away, we sat and we listened to the birds. We have learned that governments can act with speed. Without the people, the absence of community, and without contact with nature, human beings suffer mentally first and then physically. The knowledge we gained over the pandemic should encourage us not to drift back to doing things as we had been doing them in the past. It's an opportunity for us to rethink how we live. The old ways were unsustainable for nature and for human beings. The last 2 years have shown us that we do not need to commute every day to the office. Technology allows most people to work effectively away from a central office or an office in Dublin too. And we don't need to stay at home isolated, balancing the laptop on the computer worktop. We can create small work hubs, which would give people the best of both worlds, get rid of the commute, but have company at work as well. Because we thrive best when we're in community. And there's no community in lines of commuting traffic. We must reduce our carbon footprint. Tradition says that where the goddess Bridget stepped on the earth, the land became green again. We do not step on the land. We trample it, and we expect it to retain its fertility. And nature has put us on a warning that our footprint is unsustainable. If we do not change our behaviour, there will be no rebirth of the land in springtime. That's something we just don't take into consideration. Some statistics from the last few years. During the pandemic, the wealth of millionaires and billionaires has doubled. Ireland has been head of the league with vaccinating its citizens. More than 90% of citizens are vaccinated, doubly vaccinated, and now with a booster. And that was done from the public purse. No one had to wonder, could we afford to pay for the vaccine? Only 7 African countries have vaccinated 40% of their populations. The aim was that 40% of Africa would be vaccinated by Christmas. Only 7 African countries achieved that. The rate for Burundi is 0.5%. The Democratic Republic of Congo is 0.1%. And yet we say we're in it together. In Europe, there has been an exceptional increase in the cost of living. And we know that food price rises impact the poorest and poor children particularly. Inequality is increasing in our society as quickly as Omicron virus. It is absolutely really becoming a very unequal land we live in, an unequal world. In March, we will remember the 9,000 people who died in Ireland. These lost lives are recorded, and their deaths will be given dignity. How many people in places such as Africa, India, South America have died from the COVID? And those lives and deaths will not be recorded. There will be no one to utter fine words over their graves. In war-torn countries such as Syria and Afghanistan, there's no recording of lives lost, whether from COVID, starvation, or wars. This is springtime. It is February. It's time to wake up, not just from winter, but from isolation and pandemic. Life is making its call on us. Justice is calling us to work for a fairer, more equal, and a kinder world where every life is of equal value. Amen.